We are on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's start from the Mishnah. So let's start from Chav Gimel Beis, the bottom. Chav Gimel Beis. No, one more. One more. No, forward. Yeah, you're in Shvius. Now you're in Rai Masechna, but too far. Oh, you missed a whole week this week.
Almost.
Next page. Mishnah the bottom. Okay? Loch Ches. Say a truma shnav al pi magura. You have a measure of truma which fell on top of not a container, but rather a large pile. Vikafa, and you removed the top level. Okay. Now obviously the truma fell on the top level, but you don't know precisely where. Imagine to yourself a big pile of truma, like a silo of truma, and you removed a big pile worth of chulin, and a little bit of truma fell on the top. So now you remove the entire top layer. The thing is, you don't have really enough in the top layer to cancel the truma, because although truma midaraisa is batel in rov, a simple majority, mirabai need 100 of the chulin to cancel one truma. Okay? So Rabbi Lezer says in this case, Imyesh Bakipu may say it, we have to look at the level, the layer which you removed. If that layer's got 100 measures of chulin, then that cancels the one of truma, talab echurameya. It cancels the one of truma, and it's good. Rabbi Shomer lo talab, Rabbi Shua says it doesn't work. Now, we're going to explain this in greater detail here, but Rabbi Yeshua holds that in this case, even if there is 100 to 1, doesn't work. We can't be mavato. Why is that? Because here he intentionally removed a layer. Removing a layer intentionally is the problem of ein mevatlin isur chatchila. One is not allowed to go and attempt to secure a bittul intentionally. And therefore, since he intentionally removed the one measure of truma with 100 measures of chulin, so that is a no-no, right? In that case, it makes it mevatel isur chatchila. It's a prohibited activity, and therefore it's not bottom.
Even though it fell accidentally,
since the removal was purposeful, so therefore it's no good. Okay? Sa truma shenafla al pi magura. If you have a measure of truma which fell on top of this big pile, and you know where it is, then of course you can better just remove it. Vim Kate, if that's the case, Lama Mutra Truma Oila Ola Truma Ola Bechonameya, where do they say that Truma is cancelled 1 in 100? Bishani Doing Blue Same, when you don't know if it got mixed in, only enough we don't know where it fell. In that case, of course, it is but a 1 in 100, because they say in that case that the mixture is a true mixture. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Well, actually, maybe we should finish the Mishnah. No, let's go to the Gemara. We'll come back to the Mishnah later on. Okay, Mechalfa Shitasi Rabbi Lezer. There's a contradiction in Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Tamanu Omer, previously Rabbi Lezer had said, Tachtonos Maos Esalyonos, that if you have too much found top of the barrel, so we take into account the bottom of the barrel and say, well, taking into account the bottom, it's 100 to 1. Yet here he says, we look at the top layer by itself. We do not look at the top layer in conjunction with the bottom layer, but rather only we look at it independently. Again, Tamro Merat Tachnos Malasal Seyonis. There he said that the bottom layer does work to cancel the top layer and make sure it's all chulin. The Koamer, but here he says in Yesh Bakipui Kashir In, we look at the top layer itself. The top layer has, I don't think you have the words Kashir In. Do you? In Yesh Bakipui. If the shkipui has enough, that'll cancel, meaning 100 to 1, that's sufficient. Then that works. or Arisa, but literally the land, meaning the bottom, you don't take into account. So it's a contradiction. And a prior, Mishra Blizzard said that where you have a huge batch, even if they're not fully mixed, you look at the entire batch. And you see if the bottom has 100 opposite the one on top, that's bottom. Here he's saying when you remove the top layer, you only look at the top layer removed and not at anything else. Not the sides of the barrel. No. Only the contents of the barrel. No, never the sides of the barrel, just the contents. We said that the stuff on top, but not the lid. The lid and the sides never count. They never count. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba Shem Rabbi Yochanan. There are a couple of answers here. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Shem Rav Kana said, the Divrei Rabbi Elazar also so kamar b'mezid. According to Rabbi Elazar, they said here, when you remove the top layer, it's as if you're doing it intentionally. Right? And since you're removing it intentionally, so therefore we fine you. So how do we find you? We say if the top layer itself has to have 100, we don't take the bottom layer into account. That's one interpretation. Why Rabbi Lezer is more machmer than he previously was. Rabbi Elon Rabasi and B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said that even Rabbi Lezer also according to Rabbi Lezer, they made it Kaseya Oilam Mitoch Meya. They said the layer which you pick up is like a one measure which you pick out of 101. This is our luck we had previously in the parak. We said that if you take when the truma is canceled in the 100 chulin, so nonetheless you have to pick up one measure and give it to the kohen. Give it to the kohen as a semblance of truma. Right? We said that earlier. So now we're saying that when you took a Rabbi Lezer says the whole top layer which you removed has this status. The whole top layer I consider to be as if it is the truma you're giving to the Kohen. Why is that? Because it's the same mechanics. Just like where I have a true cancellation, the 1 in 100, I take up one and give it to the Kohen. Here too I took up. I took up as a layer, that's true. But taking up as a layer means I give the whole layer a status as if it is truma. So therefore, in order not to be able to say that, there must be 100 to 1 chulin to truma within that layer which I skimmed off itself, without taking into account the rest of the barrel. Okay? In other words, here there's an additional stringency because of the removal process you're engaged in. Okay? Which makes it akin to the one which you remove in order to give to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, manafik, we know what's the difference between the two approaches in Rabbi Elazar. So I'll die to Rabasi, according to Rabasi, who said that the issue is, excuse me, that it looks at like you are, looks like you picked up truma. So, muta l'rabos, according to him, that's true. If you have less than 100 chulin opposite that truma. But if you have more than 100 chulin opposite that truma, it doesn't look like you picked it up. And he says that since the whole problem is what it looks like, so therefore, you're allowed to add on. Let's say you skimmed off the one sale of truma plus 60 sale of regular stuff. So then you can tack on another 40. You can add on another 40 intentionally. Why? Because again, to be bato is already bato. How's it bato? Because we do take into account the bottom of the barrel and canceling the top of the barrel. The figs on the bottom and canceling the figs on the top. Here's a special chumrah. You said, however, that once you remove a layer, it looks like you're moving to make a truma, so therefore it has to have a cancellation internally within that layer. So that, since that's a chumra on top of a chumra, we say you only have to make sure it's there. It doesn't have to happen on its own, and therefore you can add on another 40 to make sure it happens. It doesn't have to happen accidentally. It can even be intentionally. Okay? Al Daita Rav Kana, also Ravas, according to Rav Kana, who said that the taking off of the layer is in and of itself a despicable act, because it looks like you're trying to be mevatel and Isra l'chatchila to get rid of the Isra. So therefore, we fine you for your despicability. And once you took it up and it didn't work, also Ravas, you can't try and make it work afterwards. Only if it happened unintentionally, but not to intentionally try and make it work. Kafa v'chazer v'kafa. Let's say another nafkamina. is removed some, but it wasn't enough, and then he wanted to remove more. Adaitid Rabasi, Gor Rabasi, Mutri, you're allowed to remove more, right? Because there's no concept of Atlan Yisrael Chathchila. Adaitid Rav Kahana also, Gor Rav Kahana, it's forbidden. Because that continues to look like Mevatel Yisrael Chathchila. Adaitid Rabasi, Gor Rabasi's line of reasoning, Abel Pishalo Shier, even though there's no Truma left. After the first skimming, you're allowed to skim some more and put the two skims together in order to comprise a 100-to-1 ratio. Because again, he holds this as unique stringency, and therefore the concept of Ein Vaal Nisal Chathchila doesn't apply here. And you can take a skim, and if that's not enough, you can take a second skim off the top and together comprise 100. Al Daitid Rav Kahana Vushashir. Rav Kahana says you can take a second skim, but only if you left some truma in the original big batch. Because then you have an excuse. You're saying, why am I taking the second skim? Not to be mevatel Yisrael Chathchila. No, that's not my intent. I'm taking the second skim because I don't know if I got all the truma the first time. Now, it might happen to be that as a result of this, between your two skimmings off the top, you'll have enough to make 100-to-1. But that's like this getting to 100-to-1, not like this. So therefore, since it's indirect and not direct, that's okay. But right, what he wants you not to do is not to intentionally put up 200-to-1. But if it's unintentionally you got 200-to-1, because he said, well, anyway, I have to go back and take it some more because I'm not sure I got all the truma the first time, that suffices and that's okay. All right? Says this, then let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. On the top of Chabdal and Manalef now. We're going to the fourth line down. Shtei Kupos, do you see that? Shtei Kupos or Shtei Meguros. About the fourth line down. Second line down, no? Oh, sorry. Second line. Shtei Kupos, I'm just guessing from what I have in front of me. Shtei Kupos or Shtei Meguros, you have two baskets or two large piles. It's a very big chiddush we're about to learn. You have two baskets, two large piles. Shnofla sarah truma l'toch achas man, and the measure of truma fell into one of them. Ve'yedul es menof. You don't know to which one of them it fell. You don't know. So one has 50, and the other has another 50. Let's say. So the Gemara is going to speak about that. They're malo zu azu. Since you don't know to which one it fell, they're both considered to be part and parcel of the same suffix. Since they're both part and parcel of the same suffix, we combine the measurements. So if one has 50 and the other has 50, together makes 100, and everything is bato. If Shimon Omer, it to such an extent, if it's two baskets, even if one basket is in New York, another basket is in Chicago, Malo's, but you don't know to which one it fell. The basket in New York and the basket in Chicago, since they're part of the same suffix, so therefore they get it, they can comprise 100-to-1. It's extraordinary kula. It's only because this is all through Rabbana, because Midaraisa is bottle anyway, 1 and 2. But since it's all through Rabbana to require 100-to-1, so therefore Chazal are lenient. Tani, we learn Shtei Kupos B'Shtei Aliyos. If you have two of these baskets on two separate floors, so I say nonetheless they are joined together. Shtei Meguros B'Aliyachas. It's true also of two large piles when they're in the same warehouse. Havol, however, Shtei Meguros B'Shtei Aliyos. Two warehouses in two separate floors, Lobada, in that case, they're not Mitztarif. Why is that? Because Mabin Kupos Mugdar, Lemeguros, what's the difference between baskets and large piles? Kupos Tarkin Lispanos. Kupos, the small piles, or the small baskets, are normally removed, they're frequently removed. So therefore, it's not necessarily from the, they're frequently, I shouldn't say removed, they're frequently moved around. So therefore, it's very possible that these two piles, one in New York, one in Chicago, will someday meet. These two baskets. However, Meguros ain't Arkonis Panos. However, piles are generally not moved. They're generally very stationary. So therefore, they're not considered to be fused together vis-a-vis our halacha. The only time we say this fusion concept is when they're both mobile and hypothetically they could both come together in some place at some time and bond properly. Okay? Says more for the Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Reish Lakish. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Chia both their name Reish Lakish. Shem Reb Shimon, you are? Are you shlefanam shtei kupos? You had in front of you two baskets. Vezucha mishim son, one he had 50 measures. Vezucha mishim son, the other one 50 measures. Nafla seh truma v'tzolchachas mehen, and a measure of truma fell to one of them. Ve'nidu mezen nafla. You don't know to which one it fell. So now, it's bato, because it's 1 in 100, that's bato. But you still, we learned earlier, you still have to take up one and give it to the Kohen. From which basket you take the one to the Kohen? So Rotzalalus Mizumalu, Mizumalu, if you want to take from one, you can take it. If you want to take from the other one, you can take it. Mechza Mizum, if you want to take half of it from this basket, Mechza Mizum and half from the other basket, Malu, it also works. So everything goes. Tanan, I'm sorry, I don't have Tanan, sorry. Now our top of Chav Dalam and Beis. This is Zuger. Top of the next page. V'chein shnei mikvos. So to two mikvos. A little bit of an obscure halach we're about to learn. Two mikvos. B'zeh esrim asa, b'zeh esrim sa. What's the shear for mikvah? 40. How much you have in each one here? 20. Three lugim mayim shuvim fall in now. Okay? V'nof l'shloshes lugim mayim shuvim toch echad mayim. One of the mikvahs gets three lugim mayim shuvim, and we don't know which one. We don't know. One of the two. So, in that case, we say, it passes the mikvah. You have to remove now, from the mikvah, 20 sa'ah of water. Because that's what was there before the rainwater fell in. Before the bucket water fell in, right. So, because each one had 20. So you don't, it didn't fall into both the Mayim Shuvim, we just don't know into which one.
Just take out three lug of water.
Because that might not include the entire three lug which fell in. The only way you're remotely sure that you got the three lug was by taking all 20, right? But here the catch is you don't have to take out all 20 from both of them. You only take out 20 altogether. You do 20 and 0, 10 and 10, 5 and 15, and so on and so forth. All that is okay, okay? Ratzalahotzi kruya psula mizeh. If you want to take out the shear, kruya literally means the core, but here means the shear of what's possible means from this one, motzi. Mim mizeh motzi, you want to take it from the other one, you can take it from there. Mechza zeh, mechza mizeh, if you want to split it off the difference. Half and half, motzi. Then in that case also, we say that, you can take out 10 saw from this mikvah and 10 saw from that mikvah, and that's as if you took off 20 saw from the real mikvah, from one mikvah. Okay? Again, it's all the rabbonans. So, maybe my shulim, according to maybe shonim, is only a psul rabbon and not a psul daraisa. So therefore, there are certain kulos which, apply in this case. This is my shulim? Yeah, seems that it might be good enough. Okay, not everybody holds that way, but there are some who turn them all that way. Rabbi Simon, you have Rabbi Simon? Right, Simon, Shem Rabbi Pedoya? What do you have there? Rabbi Pedoya? Right, okay. I have put up shnei kupos. You had in front of you two baskets. Bzucha mishim saw, bzucha mishim saw. In each one there's 50 measures. Enough, let's say a truma and a measure of truma fell into one of them. V'yodua, it's known, leizem am nafla. V'chag nafla shnia, and then the second one fell. V'en yodua leizem am nafla, you don't know to which one it fell. So we have a kula. Oyemrim, we say, l'mokum shlap reshoi to the place where the first one fell. Shlam nafla shnia, that's where the second one fell. V'lama, why is that? We relate that which is ruinous to that which is already ruined. Okay? Reba. Right. Save money. Ruin the bad one. Right. Reba ayedua bitlo shoygate. What if you knew where it was? And but there wasn't enough. In other words, it was 1 to 50, let's say. But unintentionally, then you added more stuff later on and brought it up to 1 in 100. Malay, you're allowed to do that. Then you can rely on that. You take out 1 and you're matching, and you're matching the rest of it. Vashnia chazer lochicha. And after that, each one which you want to aser requires proof. In other words, the burner proof that it's aser is on whoever wants to prove that it's aser. I don't know what that's going to be. But the burner proof that it's aser is not upon you, because you already, when it was bato, made a bato for all time. Okay, if somebody wants to overturn that and appeal, then they have to find evidence. Nimsu shtei sayin olos min mea v'chamishim seah. In this case, you're going to have two measures of truma. Is it two? I think it's like this. Let me go back a line. Rebele yedua, you add it on to one which is known. It will beat law unintentionally. You invite the one which is known unintentionally, shogay. Malamati, that's good. It works. Vashnia, if a second one falls in, then it needs a burner proof is upon it that it should not be bato. So nimtzu stay saying olos mimei v'chamishim seah. So in this case, even though altogether we only have 150 seah, it's an arbitrary number. We start off with 50 and then we add it off, right? We start off with 50 and 50 and then we add it up in 1 to 100, right? So now it's 150 together, right? So it's 150 together is working to be mevatel two sin, the first seah. Right, which then was cancelled because many more things poured in. And then the second saw. The second saw which fell in later on. Not making myself clear, am I?
Why, if the second saw falls in, it's no longer, wouldn't you have to make it like 200 saw?
No, that's what Gemara is trying to say. You only need 150 in that case because the first one is already bought out. It's gone. Right.
So then the second one will have to be bought two and two.
No, so you can use it over again. This 100 can recycle itself. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay?
So have they arbitrarily chosen out of 50?
Could have been any number. You start over with 50 and 50, which was not enough.
Right.
Then and when a saw fell into one of the 50s, then that 50 got another 50 to bring it up to 100. So that the measure of Truman, that is bato. Now a new one falls into any one of these two, we don't know which one, so they both join together, it's 150, canceling whatever's there. Okay? Hayu shtei kupos, if there are two buckets, bezu chamishim v'or baskets, bezu chamishim saw in each one, there v'chamishim saw, bezu chamishim saw, Ishnot 50 saw, Nopla saw Truma toch achas man, and saw if Truma falls into one of them. Ve'ena dulez, and Nopla don't know to which one it fell. V'chakach Nopla shnio. And then the second one fell in. V'yodulez man Nopla, and you know to which one the second one fell. Tafluk. Ena milo mokum shnofla shnio, shom Nopla yishona. I don't say to the place the second one fell, the first one fell. Too bad. Ha ha. It's only if the first one which fell, I knew where it was. Doesn't work retroactively.
Like known and unknown. And
right. Known and unknown works, but yeah, unknown and known does not work. Right. Riva achas menu bidlo shoigay. If, however, one of them now has enough to be mevata, whatever might have potentially fallen into it, then malo matya, that's okay. So you can take one up and be matya the rest of them. Vashnia asura, but the other one remains aser achi arvelo shogeg until you enough falls into there to make a mutter as well. So in other words, basically we're saying that in this case you are stuck because here the known commodity came after the unknown commodity, and therefore the only way they become mutter is if you get enough in each one to be mavato the potential truma within it. Amar mashulamaton truma umashulamalon chulin. So now we have a strange statement. You said, you have here, we're shifting gears, and before Kavanaki says, we're talking now about a case where it's truma beverage. And some truma beverage fell into chulin beverage. So you want to say, that which is on top is the truma, and that which is on bottom is the chulin. Or vice versa, mashal matu chulin, mashal malan truma. So it says, wait a minute. How can you say the thing? The mix is Ladaito Adav Toli, it's up to what he designates. Hogwash, right? It mixes together. Vafa mikvah kain, so to mikvah. Amar Masha, well, this is really a counterattack. If that's the case, by mikvah also. Kivuya Kshera. I'm sorry, skip. By mikvah Kain. Amar Masha Shalamato Kivuya. I don't know, is this a counterattack? No, so it's still part of the question. By mikvah Kain. Amar Masha Shalamato Kivuya Kosher. If you said that which is below is collection of water, a mikveh, which is kosher. What that which is on top is only mayim shuvim. That which is on the bottom is pasul because of mayim shuvim. That which is on top is kosher. How can you say such a thing? L'daito adover toli? Is it up to his opinion? Of course not. It all gets mixed together.
So I'm trying to figure out which is why we needed to remove the 20
Right. So the more it doesn't seem to answer this. More just leaves it difficult. Okay, how do we say by beverages? How do we deal with beverages, and how do we do with liquids? How do we deal in saying, I being able to isolate? And we see basically that you cannot isolate that which is on top from that which is on bottom, and so on and so forth, because it constantly is turning over. Okay, atomar kupos malos mgros eno malos. You said that kupos baskets are all considered one suffix, whereas piles are not. Hey, Chavira, what is this talking about? Shtei Meguros B'shtelos, you have two different piles in two different rooms. V'navla Ser Trum V'toch Achas Men, and a measure Trum falls into one of them. Shtei and Asus, they're both us, so I don't take them both into account as being universal. Reba Al Achas Men, or Bitla Shoge. Similarly, if one of them be got enough all of a sudden to be Ovato, Bitla B'shoge, Ma'alabati, that one's okay. Vashnia, but the second one, only Shayarbe Shoyge, only when it itself gets more than Arjun Himuteris, has become permissible. Vena Tzvicha Aliyah. Yeah, he doesn't require.
A very little Kenyan Malos. It's only a Tovah
Sanah. He doesn't require to give one to a Kohen here.
Now, there's many things.
Yeah, there's one. Nuflus, right. Reba Achatman, Bitla Shogig, Malu Matir, Vashnia, Lichshiarbo, Shogig, Moteris. It also has to wait till it's Shogig, because they invalidate the Chachil. You can't go and just ruin the fence in your backyard in order. Not ruin the fence in your backyard. You can't just go and add on stuff to the crop in your backyard in order to be Mavatal Issu. You're not allowed to do that. Vashnia, Lichshiarbo, Shogig, Moteris. It only comes to Missile when it's done unintentionally. The thing is that once I went back, maybe I'm confused. Vayetzichaliyah doesn't require picking one up. Shekvar also true because he already picked up one. Let me say it outside because I don't know if I said it properly. I don't know if I made it clear inside. You have two different piles, and therefore they're not joined together. Each one has 50. Neither of them is 100. So now Truma fell into one of them. So it's awesome, no matter what, until you get double that amount there, until you get another 50, right? Even when that one gets another 50 and it's 100 to the one, the other one is stuck. Until it also gets another 50. But once the second one gets another 50, so now it's 100 to one. Since what fell in to begin with was only one measure. And when the first pile was mutter because another 50 fell in, you gave one to the Kohen already to correspond to that one measure. Now, when the second pile becomes mutter, you don't have to give another fruit to the Kohen because he already got his allotment from the first crop. So even though it's a suffix, it's a limited suffix. Science of that, he gives the Kohen more and more fruit. Right?
So in a way, it is combined.
Yeah. It's a quasi-combination, but not a full combination. That's basically
it.
Right. And the first one goes about the last one. Okay? Rabbi Yisrael, it said, Maisa Boliv Ne Rabbi Akiva Chamisha Magudu Shal... Oh, back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah.
That's what he's selling. He's selling what
he... The last few lines in the Mishnah.
Cool.
Rabbi Yisrael. Maisa boliv ne Rabbi Akiva, Maisa ked Rabbi Akiva, chamisha magur shayark with 50 bundles of vegetables. Shenafla echel etoichel chetzi truma. And now one of the, another bundle of vegetables fell in, which was half truma and half chulin. Now here, if you go by bundles, you don't have enough. But if you go by amounts, then you have enough chulin, right? Because there are only 50 bundles, but there are 100 and change vegetables, let's call them. I mean, I don't know, it's assuming that there's only one, two vegetables in a bunch, but you know, how many there are, right? 500 vegetables, whatever the case may be. So the Shiloh is, do we go by the amount of bundles that there are, or do we go by the amount of vegetables there actually are in the bundles, okay? So it says, again, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Maisabod, Nei Rabbi Akiva, Chamisha Magul Shal Yerek, the brought Rabbi Akiva 50 bundles of vegetables, Shenoflu Achas L'Soicha, and where that one other bundle fell in, which was Chetzi Truma, was Rav Truma. My mouth is Lefonov, and I said to him, let it come up. Lo shat truma ela bechamish is not the proportion of what the 50 is enough. El shusha meir shvisheni chatzoin. Rather that since we look at each bundle not by as a unit but as possessing separate units within it, so then only half the bundle was not properly was truma. So only half the bundle was truma, so therefore it doesn't answer the whole loaf. It only answers half of the loaf. Yeah. Not for sure. All right. I don't know if what I just said made sense. See, Mr. Zulu should have been here last night because I was awake last night. But tonight I'm not so sure. No, I'm just kidding. But let me do that again. It's not that the truma is working in 1 in 50, but rather coming up in 1 in 50 because I look at each bundle as half bundles, right? It's not, what I said was it's not a whole loaf, we look at half a loaf. Because you have 50 loaves, they're bundles, I know, it's not loaves, but you get the idea. You have 50 loaves of bread, you can even look at it as 50 loaves of bread, in which case, if a loaf which is half chul and half truma fell in, so it's not batel, we look at it as being 100 half loaves. And there, right, and therefore 100 half loaves if chulin and truma fell in, so that's okay, and that's what I'm just saying. Tanya, we looked at Rabbi Yisomer. Bolu malav sheina bolu enu malav. Rabbi Yossi had his own personal chumra. He said nothing that like this works has to be that it's mixed together completely. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Bundles of vegetables are not mixed together. So ask her, Fatina, what does Rabbi Yossi do with our mission? Rabbi Yossi, ma'isa bolu ibn Arikiva, is the ma'isa came from Rabbi Akiva, b'chamishim akudot shol yerek, with 50 bundles of vegetables, shudaf lu'achas esoyek, and one that fell in, and it was half chulin and half chetzi truma and half truma, v'amalti l'vonav taleh, and it comes up! Hagino bolu ma'ale, it's not mixed together yet, it comes up! It works to cancel, they're not mixed. So says the Maravina Boyle Maymar, so they want to say in the yeshiva that what she meant to say, that it's considered as if it's mixed, is because Dovash Eno Makbid Al Taruva, so something where you're not concerned whether it gets mixed up properly or not, Mala, it's considered as if it's mixed up and therefore it's considered to be a valid transaction. In other words, I can now take, even though they're not ground together or not poured together, whatever, but since they're not makbid that they should dafka be together, that's enough that I can take from one on the other, even though they're separate commodities. Says the Gemara. Peshu makbid al taruvaso, and the flip side of that is if he's makbid that it shouldn't get mixed together, ain't no mali you can't use in order to negate the truma. Says Mare Chavida. Where do we find such a case? Kishus may have to give you such a case. Kishus tamea. You have a tamei pumpkin. Shinovatok may extreme torah, which fell into 100 Torah pumpkins. Now, Torah is lav dafka. Rather, that they became moist. They're mukshar l'kabel tumah. Okay? So we have one pumpkin, which is tamei, which fell into 100 pumpkins, which are I'm not, so we're not Mukshul Kabal Tumah, they're Kshuin Toherin, right? They're not Mukshul Kabal Tumah. So that case, Hovein or Makbid Taruvaso Male. Since it's not Makbid on the Taruvaso, so people don't care, pumpkins get mixed together, so therefore, it can work to cancel, to be Male the Truma. To cancel the Truma, which is in the pot. However, Ukshuru. If the Mokshul Kabel Tumah, the squashes, then you're going to make sure that not to get mixed up, Torah stuff with Tomei stuff. So since your Makbid stuff shouldn't get mixed up, so therefore it cannot be Mali, you can't take into account in making the proportion of about 1 to 100. That's true. Unless there's Mashkin. Mashkin will give equivalent, beverages will give an equivalent to everything across the board. But it might be moist. No, it's Mukhshir. That means it might be moist, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and that's where in that case I say that he's Makbid al Taravoso, right? He doesn't want it to get mixed in together because there were Mukhshir Kabel Tumah. Some of them Mukhshir Kabel Tumah. Okay, so in that case, we say since it's Makbid Taravoso, so it's not going to work according to Rabbi Yossi. It has to be the case where he's willing to put up with the Taravoso. Okay, let's start the next Perek. Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. You know what? Before we start, I need more coffee. Okay. That's what the yeshiva has. What do you think? It's intentional. By the way, next Tuesday, no, I'm not giving shir.
Oh,
because
that works out perfect because they need the language place on Monday to Tuesday.
Oh, so it's only a one-time deal. Every little bit helps, right?
What?
Every little bit helps. Okay, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Seir Truman of Tumea. Now, what happens if Truma Tumea, if you have the right share to be Mavato? Well, the truth we're going to speak about that now too. Until now, we haven't spoken about the difference between whether the Truma which fell in is Tumea or Tahar. Hasn't concerned us till now, but it makes a very big difference. That's about to learn. Seir Truma to the Tumea. Shenaflo Pachos Mimea Chulin. You have a say of Truma Tumea. Measure with Truma Tavatam, which fell to less than 100 of Chulin. It's not Batel. Or the Meiser Rishon, or it fell to less than 100 of Meiser Rishon, first Meiser, or the Meiser Shani, second Meiser, or Lakdish for Akdish, Betmei and Betorm, regardless of whether the majority substance is Tamei or Tar, your cover, the whole stuff has got to rot. Everything has got to rot. There's no Takana here, there's no way, so you have to rot it. Okay? Meaning until it's goes disgusting. Okay, Vimaisa Tohera also saw. What however if that saw was Takatohar? In other words, one measure of Tar stuff fell in a manner that it's not Bartel, right? And fell to less than 100, right? So then Imachul a Kohen, you sell the mixture to a Kohen that made Truma for the price of Truma, Chutzin Meo So, except for the price that one measure, which of course the Kohen should get for free, right? Vila Maisa Rishon Nafla, if this one measure of Truma fell to Maisa Rishon, Yikol Shein Le Trumas Maisa Shabo, so you still have to sell to a Kohen. But before you do that, you have to designate part of it as Trumas Meiser. Because it's Meiser Risho, in order to make a Mutzatita, has to have Trumas Meiser. Vila Meiser Sheil, Ektish Nuflo, if you said, if it fell to Meiser Sheil, to Ektish. So you give it all to a Kohen. Vareli Padu, at the same time, you redeem the Meiser Sheini or the Hektish. Right, and again, you whatever it was, in order to use that money and go up to Yerushalayim and buy karbonos or buy futita, whatever the case may be. Vim tmeim o yosam chulin. What if truma tohera fell into chulin tmeim? The chulin which is tamei. Now, depends. You have several options. Yochul nikudim. You can make a dough of this stuff and make tiny balls out of it, which are less than a beitza inside, because Tumas Ochlin only applies to the size of kibetza, and this will be less than a kibetza. Or kiloyos, you can make sure it never comes into contact with water, and so it's never going to be a kabel tuma. How do you do that? By toasting the grain, just having it as grain toast. Toasted kernels, you know. Oyelushu me peiros, or when you knead the dough with fruit juice, because fruit juice makes pizza, and pizza gets a mezonos, right? Because fruit juice does not mekabel tuma, right? It's only one of these seven beverages mekabel tuma. So therefore, in order to prevent the truma from becoming tome, you knead it not with water, you knead it with fruit juice. Oh, is chauk? What? Just joking about what? Oh yeah, I was not asleep when I said it. It was a joke. Okay? Okay, Lucia Bay Pedros. Or you should knead it with fruit juice. Or it's chalcolisos. Or you take little amounts from this dough, or from this mixture, and put it in other doughs. So it's always less of a gebeitza. Again, it's always less of a gebeitza, right? They shlo yeh mokom el gebeitza, or there should be no one spot where there's a gebeitza. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Tana Rabbi Chiya. We learn Rabbi Chiya said, Tevel male, what happens if... do you have Tana Rabbi Chiya? You have a header on this one?
Yeah.
Amazing. That's cool. Tanya Reb Chiya. Tanya Reb Chiya said, learned. Tevel Malif. Truma falls into 100 of Tevel. Tevel. So of this Tevel, eventually some's going to have to be Truma, right? If it's 100 Tevel, so 2 will be Truma. So since 2 of this will be Truma, you no longer have a cancellation proportion. Because the cancellation proportion is 100 to 1. But here you really only have 98 to 3, right? Because two would be right. No, one fell in, but 2 of the 100 are going to be used to be truma, 2%, 1/50. So therefore, you could say it's not bottle because it's 98 to 3 as opposed to 100 to 1. Nonetheless, that's not true. We don't say it. We say right now it's 100 to 1 because right now it's tevel, truma's not yet been taken out. The truma is bottle. It's a beautiful, beautiful chap, what the Gemara is saying. Okay? Tevel Malin. Sviche Shvi is the stuff which grows the Shemitah on Shemitah. You know, grows either vegetables or fruit, or it's the stuff which grows in a plowed field or a fallow field. Or even if it's grain, you're allowed to eat the Shemitah produce. So in any event, they're also Malin. How so? Tevel Malin, the Kori Shein Lamas Choysov. Tevel Malah, and you take up one, which you give to the Kohen as the Truma, and you have to be Meiser on that as well, because as Tevel, the one you're actually giving to the Kohen, it's a Takon Rabbana to give it to the Kohen in order not to steal from the Shevet. But you don't actually know that that was the one which was Truma, which fell in, right? It might have been from the Tevel. So even when you give to the Kohen, you have to take Meisers off of that, okay? Because it might actually be Tevel and not Truma. Is that clear? Yeah, there's a couple of times. Shviche Shviyas, if something falls into Shviyas fruit, Malin Minosu Lochem, so you pick it up and you give it to people who eat Shmita B'Kedusha Shviyas. In other words, in that case, you take the one which is Truma, or one off, which corresponds to Truma, it's 100, take one off, and you give it to somebody, a Kohen, who'll eat it B'Kedusha Shviyas, because after all, we deal with Shmita fruit over here, right? Now, this is true even though the Truma itself is not Shmita fruit, because there's no Truma during Shmita. The Truma's from the 6th year. And the stuff in which it fell is from the 7th year. But since the thing I'm giving to the Kohen, I don't know if it's a piece of Truma or if it's just a piece of Shvius. So therefore, I have to go, the Kohen has to go to Chumrah and assume it's potentially Shvius and eat a Kedusha Shvius. Okay, is that clear? He has to give it the stringencies of both both commodities. No, eating shvius is alive at worst. Whereas eating truma, you're not supposed to use a koris. That's why it's go to a kohen, regardless. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Masdisa Amar Kedar, Mishnah teaches us this, Chafem Abeis, Sachum Shinofla Lepogos Mimei. It says in our Mishnah, if you have a measure which falls less than 100, or of Chulin, or the Maisa Rishon, or less than 100 of Maisa Rishon, first Maisa, Tiro Kev, it's got a rot. Neshu Lepochos, Mimea Tirkov, because it's less than 100. Because it's less than 100 rats. But if it's more than 100, you pick it up. And v'lav tevel hu? Isn't it talking about a case where it's even tevel vis-a-vis trumus u'maisis? Because it fell into maisa rishon, right? Maisa rishon is a quasi-form of tevel, right? Because maisa rishon still needs what taken off of it? Trumas maisa. Yet nonetheless, we say that the maisa rishon cancels the truma. So to here, with the maisa, the truma falls into tevel mamish, the tevel cancels the truma, and that's our proof, the circumstantial evidence for that opinion. Okay? Talmud Tanina, we learned over there. Very fundamental issue. Ma'aligim apatzer shemet shel truma shenit meis. You're allowed to use truma which became tamei as fuel. Amar Chizkiyahu shonu ela apatzer shemet. It's only bread and oil you can use for fuel. Hashar korvain lo, but not anything else. So the Kavanoki explains, even in order to use pasr shemen as fuel when they are truma tmeya, you must first make them repugnant to eat, and then we want to eat them. Not because they're you have to make them repugnant so nobody will eat them, and then you can use them to burn later on, right? Why is that? Because otherwise we're afraid people see a geschmack piece of bread, they don't know it's truma tmeya, they'll eat it. People see a geschmack oil, they'll dip with it, they don't know it's not from Shemitah, right? So therefore in this case we need to have, they don't know it's they don't know that's tummy. Right, because talking about Trumash Nitma, right? They know it's Tommy, you see. So therefore you have to make the stuff disgusting in order that people will refrain from eating it. Okay? Yeah. Because it's functional here. It's tummy anyway, right. But the thing is like this, so Shah calls volume low. Anything else you can't do that to, because everything else does become disgusting as readily. Rabbi Yochanan, no, lo shan is no difference. Who pass? Who sham? Who shakos? You can use anything to burn, even stuff which is a truma cantaloupes. You can burn that too. You can also use that as fuel. Might not be efficient, but you can use this fuel. Rabbi Yudan Kabukayo boy, he stated chitim kepas, that grain is like the bread, and zeitim u'shemen olives are like the oil. They're dirty and disgusting very readily, and therefore I say that you can leave them around to burn, because you make them disgusting and people won't have a taiva for them. Okay, they're not going to come to eat them even though they're tummy. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Mishum Rabbi Yonasan. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said, "Name Rabbi Yonasan. Hamali bepashel truma. Somebody who burns a bread of truma, isofel atzmo isof. May his bones burn. Why is that? Because we're afraid he's going to leave the bread around too long before he burns it, and he's going to come to eat it. And he doesn't know the svara that we can make it disgusting in order to make sure that people stay away from it." Pashal truma tmeya, right. Even though it just says truma, it's pashal truma tmeya. Regular truma not allowed to burn, ever. Truma tmeya not allowed to burn, period. There's only truma tmeya. If we're talking about issue of burning, it's only truma tmeya. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Rav Shmuel Nachman said this over near Rabbi Yonasan. He asked Chaloch Lamaisi, he was a kohen. But come Rabbi Yochanan, he asked in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'al Lahadik, am I allowed to light my candle with truma tmeya oil? Amar le, he said to him, Adlik, yes, do so. Amar enofil, shiftach nofilach, what has befallen the rest of your shevet will befall you. In other words, nothing. You're okay. It's not a curse. It's a blessing of anything. He says, go ahead, don't worry about it. How come Ali B'Shem Shumutar? Even Chizki agrees that oil, when it becomes tome, you can burn. He only be argued by bread, not by oil. Why is that? Because it's explicit pasuk. Dom Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Chia Bar Abba said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan, L'chonis Atim, I gave them to you, truma." And then it says the word L'mashcha. What does L'mashcha mean? It means to oil, but it means several other things. L'mashcha means to anoint with oil, and therefore it means L'gdula, to eat them in a splendid way. L'mashcha, I gave you truma to sicha in order to use to oil yourself. as an antiperspirant. Lemishcha latlika. And it says lemishcha, it also means to light, to ignite. So we know truma Torah you can't use to make a fire. So this must be talking about truma tmeya. And since Hashem gave specifically truma tmeya to Kohanim as a gift in order to burn, so we can't deprive them of that. Okay? Tanina, we learned. Saw truma tmeya. Shenafla pachs mea chulin. You have a saw of truma tmeya which fell to less than 100 chulin. Bent mayim betarim yirakvu. Whether the chulin was tamei or tar, everything rots. Nicha tarim yirakvu. I understand when it fell to tar stuff, it rots. El tmeim amayir kavu. But if it's tamei, why do they rot? Burn it! I understand why you rot them, because if you're going to wait till the time when it's advantageous to you to burn, in the meantime you want it might come to eat it. And therefore Chizkiah says, in this case, just put it out in the compost pile to rot. Okay? That's the best thing. Why does it say they have to rot, use them as fuel? So Rabbi Yochanan killed Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Shema Yimtzo Ben Maliyah. Rabbi Yochanan says no. In our case, you know where you can leave Truma Tmeya in order to burn it later on, when it's Mamish Truma Tmeya, because then people are going to stay away from it because it's Tamei Doraisa, and it's going to cause you curries if you eat it. But by our Mishnah over here, which we're discussing, you make it look bad in order to prevent yourself from eating it.
Well, he is really not. Because the question.
Scratch that. Bad. Let me start it over again. Rabbi Yochanan said Truma Tmeya in its pristine self. I'm not concerned that you're going to eat it, and therefore you can leave it out to burn it. But here we're talking about Truma Tmeya, which became a Duma. It came mixed into other substances. And therefore, here I'm afraid that if you, I let you leave it around, you're going to say, eh, it's not gefährlich. Me the rice, it's bottle anyway, right? Because me the rice, it's chad betray. Me the button, they required all these chumras of 100 to 1. Chumras, eh? Who needs chumras? So therefore, then you're going to come to eat it. Because you're going to say it's about to be the rice, and we don't want that to happen, okay? So I have to say here, Shema Yimtza Ben Raliyah, maybe you'll find some plot, some excuse to go and eat them, and therefore here, we don't allow them to leave them around to burn them. Rather, we tell them to immediately put them around the compost pile and get rid of them. Why can't you burn them right away? Because me the rice or it's bottle, right? Me the rice or the truma tmeya has been canceled out. So what are you going to burn it for? Me the rice, you can eat it, and truma wherever you can eat it, you're not allowed to burn it. So that's why you have to wait till it rots and put it out on the rotting pile immediately. Okay? Something which is not going to get mixed up well, meaning it can't get repugnant so easily, which Chizkiah's major complaint was, right? Stuff which doesn't get repugnant so easily, you can't leave around. So in that case, you're right. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees you have to get rid of it right away. You have to dispense it right away if it's meduma. But even meduma, which people might come to be more lenient concerning, nonetheless, if it can get mixed up, it's true that you might come to a stumbling block, but we're not choishish for that. We tell you, make it disgusting so you won't come to eat it, and whenever you get around to it, you can burn it. Okay? We're on top of Chopov and Alf now, right? We're less than 10 blocks behind. Won't last, but today's blad is Lamed Vav. Okay? All Ekdish Vekulei. So if it falls into Ekdish, the same idea. Says more of Lokne Kentina, didn't we learn? Ain Ekdish Shalom Mekom Moshaita. Wait a minute. Ekdish gets its time and place, meaning you have to redeem Ekdish. So how can you just say let it rot? Do you need to redeem Ekdish and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash? Before you let it rot, you have to redeem it. Says more of Mekhinat Tipotish Chorvos Mekom Nebuch. It's in a city which has been destroyed. When you can't sell it there, I feel it made to even not that it should be used for wood. So therefore, that money which comes to which would have been coming to Ekdish had been able to sell it doesn't come to them, or if it because there's no capacity to make any sales in the local city. Vimaisa Satar Vachule. Do you have that header?
However, we see it.
You have Hoda Masnisa?
When
What do you have as next words?
Eliezer tells him the story of love, and he says the
following. Hadda.
He repeats the story. He says,
okay, so I have a slightly different gear. So, Hada Masnisa Torah B'Torin. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where Torah fell into Torah. Avotar by the Maaser Rishon case, where the Truma fell into Maaser Rishon. Avotar B'Tmeim. But what happens if Torah stuff fell into Tomei stuff? In other words, Maaser Rishon was Torah. That's what we learned. Imtmeim are you oisim chulein v'chulei. In other words, that it's more complicated because there. By Maaser Rishon, we just said that in the Mishnah that if they're Tomei, if the Chulin was Tomei, so and it fell into that, then we said, I think, Yeruk, who, what do we say there? Let me do it over again. Hoda Masnisa, our bishop's talking about Torah B'Torim, Avot Torah B'Tomeim, Hoda T'Ninon, if Torah fell into Tomei, that we learned to T'Meim, or Yosim Chulin, yeah, if it's Tomei, then it has to rot. But now, if what happens if Truma T'Meia, Truma Tmeya fell into Maaser Rishon, which is Tomei. No, Truma Tahira fell into Maaser Rishon, which is Tomei. Okay, right, I got it now. If Truma Tahira fell into Mice into Chulin, which is Tomei, so then we said that you make small balls of it, and you know you make small balls to divide to the less than the base or whatever the case may be. So the Truma is not going to become Tomei. But what if Truma Tmeya fell into Maaser Rishon? Now, it's not just enough to make small balls, because you still have to take off Trumas Meiser. How are you going to take off Trumas Meiser on it? Right? Because it fell into Meiser Rishon. In order to make a mutter, you need to do two things. A, to prevent Tuma from spreading from the Trumas Meiser to the rest of the mixture. So for that, you make small pieces. But B, you also have to take off Trumas Meiser. And you want to take off Trumas Meiser, which is Tor. So how you take off Trumas Meiser, which is Tor? Take it from some other batch, which still remains Tor, on this batch, which has Trumas Meiser in it. Okay? So that's what you do. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi Nicha. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's good. When you give to Trumas Meiser, you give it to Aaron as a Kohen. Make sure that it's given to Aaron in a way that he can eat as a Kohen. So therefore the value of him having Trumas Meiser to eat is superior to the value of taking Trumas Meiser from the batch itself. Right? Because from the batch itself it will be Tomei and he won't be able to eat it as a Kohen. Have to burn it. Therefore, I say, take it from somewhere else and apply it to this batch. El Adaiti, the Kana Magun, Rav Kana, Duomar said, Tomei Namakur Shibo. Rav Kana said the overriding value is to always take the Trumas Meiser from the batch itself. So here, even though the batch is Tomei, and more Rav Hocha, Tomei Namakur Shibo, will you say that in our case as well? Says more, no. Abagab Kana Amar Tamon, even though Kana said over there, to Tomei, I'm Kudishabo. Normally, should take Trumas Meiser internally from the Meiser itself. Moide Ochiri concedes to Dovashu Zokalina Kohen, where you have to give it to the Kohen to eat. There, you can take Trumas Meiser extrinsically from other batch on this batch over here. So, where Trumas Tmeya falls into Chulin, all you do is divide it up into small pieces so there's no beta. Or not Machshir Lukabel Tuma. But where Trumas Tmeya falls into Meiser, you have to do an additional thing to make sure your Trumas Meiser is okay. So, you take of Trumas Meiser from somewhere else on this batch and not internally. Teyachol Nikudim, you can eat Nikudim, what are Nikudim? Hadei Nikudim Kohadei Chatzoi Beitzim. Nikudim means they're small like half Beitzim. And that's how you avoid the tumor spreading. Alright, we'll stop here for this evening. So we're in Chof Vav Amar Aleph, right?